Have you felt like sin's pushing you down? Have you felt the weight of sin on you? Now, some of us may sit in here as Christians and think, well, you know, I just don't feel that weight. Let me tell you something. If you're a child of God and you understand what the Bible teaches, you feel the weight of sin. You feel the weight of that sin on you. Now, understandably, as we grow in the faith, we're able to handle that pressure a little bit more. But sometimes that pressure is always there on us. Please, if you're a new Christian or if you're one who you're just getting started in this, same thing. But if you're doing this, please understand, nobody has it made. Nobody's overcome sin totally in their lives. Nobody doesn't feel the pressure of sin. We all sin. Romans helps us to understand that. We've got to understand that. We've got to comprehend that. Sin is a part of life. It is a part of us. It's kind of like eating. It's something that's found within us. And if we're not careful, we've got to watch how we deal with it. And if we don't deal with it, it'll deal with us. And so I know that you feel the pressure of sin. I know that you understand that. But sometimes we think that there are people who are above all this. You know, the preacher gets up and preaches and, oh man, he doesn't have to struggle against sin. Let me tell you something. He does. He does. You say, you do, things wrong and you don't intend to do that. But you do things like that. Are you like that too? Maybe you've made up your mind, I'm not going to sin anymore. I'm not going to do anything wrong anymore. I'm going to do what's right. And that lasts about 30 minutes, doesn't it? And then we get ourselves into something. And we think, wait a minute, I just decided a little while ago, I'm not going to do that. Let me tell you something. That's a battle you're going to fight every day of your life. You never get to the point where you can say, I've got it. I'm ruling over that. I don't have to worry about sin anymore. Now, Paul was one who wanted to help people to understand the need to follow God. And that's what he was trying to do. And in the book of Romans, Paul was a missionary. Great Demar is coming tonight, talking about Paul the missionary today. He wanted to go to Rome. His desire was to go and preach at the seat of the greatest government at that time that ever was. And hopefully to teach people so that people would change their minds and change their lives and come to Jesus Christ. And so this letter is written to the Romans, trying to help them to understand some things before he gets there. And he's trying to help them to learn to deal with sin and help them to learn to be mature in the faith. That's what he wants to do. And so here he's going to Rome in just a little while. Not like he thinks he's going to go to Rome. He wanted to go there as a preacher teaching the gospel. He went there as a prisoner teaching the gospel. God does things sometimes different than we think they should be done. But God has the power to handle it. Paul was stressing to these people about the power of sin and how strong the devil was, how strong sin was in the life, because he understood you do not just overcome sin. You don't just overcome sin by yourself. In fact, none of us can do that. What we've got to do is to have the help of Jesus Christ, and that's the only way we can overcome that. And I want you to see in Romans 7. Now take your Bibles and turn to Romans 7. We're going to look at this passage just a little bit and not a whole lot more, but just Romans 7. He's writing to these people here trying to help them to understand about their obedience. We think of Paul as a giant in the faith. We think of Paul as one who never sinned. We think of him as one that was always obedient. He was not, and he did not live that way. He tried the best he could. But he understood that he needed Jesus Christ more than anything else. Now, look at verse 14 if you would. Paul here is saying, he is just like you and me. And we both have the struggle. We both have the fight. Now listen to what Paul said in verse 14 here. We know that the law is spiritual. The Old Testament law, the law of Moses, it was a spiritual law. It was not a bad law. Sometimes we talk like the Old Testament was just a terrible thing. No, it was a good law. It was given to man so man could know how to follow God. The problem was it helped us to see that without help, we can't do it. You can't go to heaven by yourself. You can't go to heaven because of how good you really are, because none of us are that good. Go back to Romans, and we can see that in Romans 3 and also chapter 6. We are not those people that are going to be able to overcome sin by ourselves. We're going to have help because, you see, we struggle at that. I don't care if you've been baptized 50 times, you're still going to struggle with sin. It's still going to be a dominant thing in your life because it is something that is within us. It is fleshly. And so we're going to struggle with it. He said, we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal. He said, I'm unspiritual. That's who I am. Now, who's talking here? Anybody know who's talking? Paul's talking. Paul's saying, listen, I know that the law is spiritual, but I, Paul, the apostle, am unspiritual. Now, was he saying that he was a terrible fella? No, he was just saying, this is a part of me. This is who I am. And he said, I am unspiritual. I'm sold as a slave to sin. Why? How does that happen? Because of this physical nature that I've got, the physical desire that I have. I'm that kind of person. And here he says, I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. And what I hate, that's the thing that I do. Do you see his struggle here? Now, Paul is not talking about you and me per se. He's talking about himself. He's using his own life as an example. And he's saying, I want you to see me. I want you to understand what I'm doing. I'm not some super Christian that you need to be worshiping, but I'm a person just like you. I've got struggles just like you do. Do you feel like Paul does? That which I know I need to do, I don't do it. That which I know I should not do, that's the thing I do. That's what Paul's saying here. He's saying, I've got this struggle going on in me. You've got that going on in you. I don't care if you're an elder or you're a preacher or you're a deacon or who you are. You've got that struggle going on inside of you. And it was going on inside of Paul. So is it a strange thing? No. Is it something I need to feel bad about? No. I need to be a person who recognizes how I can overcome that. And that's what Paul is trying to say here. He wants us to understand this idea of being a spiritual person. He said, I know that there is not a problem with God. God has the power to save. There's not a problem with God. Is there a problem with Jesus Christ? No. He said, where's the problem? He said, right here. It's this person. There's where the problem is. There's where the struggle is. There's where the fight is. And so I've got to learn how to deal with that. Paul is trying to show us something here of how to deal with this idea of sin in our life, of this nature of sin within us. Paul is feeling trapped. He's feeling like one that is a prisoner. He's feeling like one that is there trapped, and he's supposed to be reaching out. He's supposed to be doing those things that are right. He helps us to understand the struggle against sin. Because all of us do it. All of us have that. God is here with all His power, with all His strength to help us and to help us to deal with that. He recognized that sometimes, and see if this is you, and we've already mentioned this, but you make a decision, I'm going to serve God. And maybe even as a Christian, you get up Monday morning and you say, you know, I'm going to act more like Christ this week. I'm going to live more like Him. I'm not going to lose my temper. I'm not going to say things I shouldn't say. I'm not going to do things I shouldn't do. Now, God, I'm going to do that. Well, we go through the day, and maybe at work things don't work out right. You ever had a bad day at work? You ever lost your temper at work? You ever said things you shouldn't say at work or at home? Well, wait a minute, we made our intention at the first of the day of how we were going to do that. How does it make you feel when you do something like that then? Don't you feel like, I'm just dirt, I'm nothing, I shouldn't even try this, I need to give up this thing of religion, I need to forget about this, I've tried it, I've made up my mind, but it did not work. Let me tell you something, that's life. And we've got to understand it. That's reality. Don't give up. Don't give up because you haven't been defeated. You can defeat that. You can overcome that. And sometimes what we can do in overcoming that is it takes a little maturity. It takes studying the Word of God. And God's Word is powerful and mighty, sharper than a two-edged sword, has the power to not just go through the flesh, but to go down to the bone. And that's a mighty tough sword then. That's a great sword to do the job that needs to be done. We have the power to overcome that. Don't become discouraged. Many Christians become so discouraged because of they look at themselves. What we've got to do is to look at Jesus Christ. We've got to look at the Lord. Because I'm telling you, if you look at yourself, you're going to become discouraged. Either that or you're deluded in some way and think you're the greatest thing that ever was. And that's not as it should be. But here's the sin. Here's the problem. Paul said, I say things I shouldn't say. I do things I shouldn't do. I understand that. And I make up my mind, I'm not going to ever do that again, but I do it. What do you do then? Listen, we become discouraged. We become disheartened. We become people, and what we're doing is playing right into the hands of the devil, because that's where he wants you. He wants you discouraged. He wants you to feel like I can't do this. When he talked to Mother Eve, what did he tell her? Well, what did God tell you? God's good, but there's something else he didn't tell you. And he brings her down to discouragement. He brings her back to what sin is. And what we've got to do is to learn how to overcome that. We've got to learn how to deal with that. We have good intentions, but carrying it out is not always an easy thing to do. Do you know what that is? Do you fight that battle every day? Let me tell you something. Baptism is not going to take that away. It takes away the forgiveness of sin. It does not necessarily take away the desire for sin in our lives. And we've got to understand how to deal with that. Now, look on if you would. Paul openly and even publicly was willing to say, I want you to see me as somebody just like you, and I've got sins that I'm fighting just like you do. Look at this. Look down at verse 17 if you would in chapter 7. He said, it is no longer I myself who do it. He said, I've got good intentions, and I don't want to do those things, but here there's something else inside of me. There's that human fleshly part of me. And that human fleshly part of me, it says, well, you said you wasn't going to do it, but let me tell you something, you will. Look as he goes on to say. He said, listen, I don't want to do this, but it is sin that lives in me. I know that nothing good lives in me. He said, I know that sin is there in me. If I just let my natural desires, if I just fulfill those desires, have you ever heard anybody say, well, you know, I just do what I feel like doing. Well, let me tell you something. If you do that, you're going to be in trouble. Legally and spiritually, you're going to be in trouble. If somebody comes up and they says, I don't like you, and they slap your face, what do? Well, fleshly just says you slap them back a little harder than they slapped you. If they bring a gun, you bring a bigger gun. If they say something bad about you, then you get say something bad about them. Even if you got to add to it a little bit and maybe even lie about it, you do that. That's fleshly. What does Jesus say? The man that slaps you on the right side, turn over and let him get the other side. Now that's spiritual. Boy, we have a problem with that, don't we? Because you see, we've got a problem with the spirituality of this thing. We've got the struggle that we're in. Nobody's made it. Nobody is so good they don't have to worry about it. I don't care if you're an apostle. Here's Paul saying, I've got this struggle going on inside of me. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Are you there? Have you been there? I want to do what's right. I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to do that. I want you to know that I'm going to do that. Paul said, I've got that same desire. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, that's not it. The evil I do, not want to do, this I keep on doing. Are you there? Do you fight that battle? Do you struggle with that? That's where Paul is. That's what he's doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it. But it is sin that lives in me that does it. Well, wait a minute now. If it's sin that is in me that wants to do it, then I figured it out. I don't have any control over it, so I can just do that. And it's okay. Sin is in me. So I just let it do what it wants to do, and here I am a spiritual person over here, but I've got this sinful body, and I let the sinful body do what it wants to, and the spiritual person over here is good before God. No. We've got to overcome sin. We've got to deny ourselves. We've got to say, listen, I'm willing to do what I've got to do. I make my good intentions. I decide what I'm going to do. I make up my mind I'm going to do it, and I may do it wrong. I may do other things and say, wait a minute, what am I doing? I decided to do this. Let me tell you something. Paul felt the same way. That's what he just got through saying. I do those things. When I want to do good, evil is there. I have evil. He said, what do you got to do? You've got to struggle against it. You've got to overcome the flesh. This is the battle that every person is in every day. Now, you can give in to it, and you can let it rule your life. It can hurt you physically, and that's a part that's awful and terrible. But let me tell you something. Even worse than that, it hurts you spiritually. You're going to die. I was talking to a guy yesterday at the hardware store. And I was telling him I was a preacher, and he got to telling me where he went to church, and all we got to talking about it. He's a member of the church, you know. I said, yeah. He said, yeah, I was telling people, don't worry about these things. I said, yeah, I try to tell people, don't worry about things that are not going to affect you in 100 years. Everything else is just going by. If it's going to affect you in 100 years, let me tell you something. There is not anything that we should not be willing to give up to serve God, because we've got an eternal soul that is going to be given to God one day. And what will happen to that is determined by how we use this life today. That's the thing we've got to be concerned with. The flesh is weak. Satan is powerful. The Bible tries to illustrate it. He's like a roaring lion that walks about trying to seek who he can devour. And let me tell you something. We ain't Tarzan. We can't overcome him by ourselves. They don't make a gun big enough or a knife big enough to overcome him. There is a way to overcome, and that's what we want to talk about. That's what we want to see. We have the power to be able to overcome that. We have the power to have a relationship with God, and that relationship with God will help us. It will help us, but we've got to make our minds up what we're going to do. You said, wait a minute, you just said we make up our minds and then we don't carry it out. That's true. But we don't quit. We don't stop. We don't become discouraged. Because it's not based upon us. It's based upon Jesus Christ. Every one of us in here and everybody outside of here, you're going to sin. How are we going to overcome that? How are we going to defeat that? Let me tell you something. We can overcome it and we can defeat it. Now you say, well, does that mean we're going to stop sinning? Nope, didn't say that. But we have the power to overcome. The little thing called faith is so important here. Paul understood this. Paul understood the power of sin, and he recognized how that he had the power to overcome that. He had the power to defeat that. Look at verse 22, if you would, in chapter 7. For I delight in the law of God, according to the inward man. He said, I've got that struggle going on, but I've also got the law of God. I've got Christ. I've got God dwelling in me. And that's the thing where I can overcome. Verse 23, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. You see the struggle he's got going on? And he's saying, I can overcome that though. I can defeat that. I can overcome those things in my life. I got the power to do that. Paul is one who understands this, and he's trying to help these people in Rome to understand it. But let me tell you something. He's talking down through time and trying to help us to understand it too. Now, look at this. In Romans 7, in verse 23, as we read a while ago, he said, what a wretched man that I am because of that sin. What I have to do, I have a body. It needs to be rescued. And he said, I recognize my struggle against sin. But he said, I can overcome it. I can defeat it. Now, listen. This is the good thing. Linda's already been hitting her finger 10 times to tell me to hush. I got to finish this one point and then we're through, okay? Tell DeMar tonight he's only got 10 minutes to preach because Charles went over today. He'll enjoy that because it won't do any good, but he'll enjoy it anyhow. Listen to this. We have help and we can overcome. That's the gospel. That's the good news. Don't look at yourself. Look at your Savior and try to walk like He walked. And understand what we have. In the passage that was read in your hearing a while ago in Romans 7, verse 28. Thanks be to God because of Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, there is now no condemnation. Wait a minute. We've got sin and we're still struggling against sin. But understand, there is now no condemnation. It's not in the future. Paul is talking about the present tense here. We have this now for those who are in Christ Jesus. We have forgiveness of our sins now. It's not just going to happen in heaven when the judgment is. But we have forgiveness of our sins now, even though we are those people that we do what we don't want to do and we don't do what we need to do. Paul said that. He understood that. But he wanted these people to understand there's something else here. There's something that can help you. We have all of this through Jesus Christ. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ because through Christ, Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life is in us. And we're free of the law of sin and death. You don't have to be condemned. Now, I'm not saying you can keep on sinning. What we've got to do is to try to stay away from it. That's part of what Paul is saying here. We've got to stay away from this stuff. We can't let this be a part of our lives. We can't do that. Now, look at that, and you'll get the rest of the point here. I'm not going to have time to cover all of it. But I want us to see something. In 1 John 1, in verse 9, Paul said, or John said, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Listen to this. Jesus Christ will forgive you of every sin that you commit. If you commit it 50 times in a day and you go to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me, what is He going to do? Y'all tell me. That was kind of weak there. I want it a little stronger, okay? Let's try it again, okay? If you are one that goes to the Lord and you ask Him to forgive you, what's He going to do? He's going to forgive you. That's exactly right. You see, our problem is we look at it ourselves and we say, wait a minute, I couldn't forgive somebody that wronged me 50 times in a day. Let me tell you something. If you're a child of God, you'll forgive people that have wronged you 50 times in a day because you know your Lord will. The Lord will forgive you of your sins. He will cleanse you of those things. He will help you in your struggle. He'll help you to be able to overcome. And 1 John 1 and verse 9 said, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. That means He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Now, listen to this. In Romans 8, starting in verse 11, and just want to look at a little bit of this. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. Let me tell you something. God has not just put us here and says, y'all do the best you can. But God is with us. He's on our side. Go ahead if you want to. He's on our side. He's with us now. The God of heaven is dwelling in us as His children now. We're not alone. Now that can scare you because He knows everything you do. And that's what the devil wants you to believe. But let me tell you something. He's there with you and He's ready to forgive you. Anytime you repent, if you listen close enough, you can hear God say, okay, you're forgiven. He's there with you. And you hear it because of the promises that He's made. Here's the promise that He's made to us. I'm going to be there with you. I'm going to dwell there with you. I'm going to be there. We've got God. We've got Christ as He dwells within us. We've got the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit dwells within us. We have heaven dwelling within us. And therefore, we're going to walk right and do right. But when we do those things we shouldn't do, and when we don't do enough, let me tell you something. God is there with us. He's ready to help us. If you don't get anything else out of this sermon, please understand this. God wants to forgive you. You're not going to totally overcome sin. You're going to have sin in your life. I don't care who you are. I don't care how spiritual you are. It's going to be there. It's a part of our nature. But we've got to overcome that, and we can overcome that. Because we've got Jesus Christ who died for our sins. God gave Him on the cross to pay the price that you couldn't pay. To live the life you couldn't live. He's given that to you. It's yours. Today, you feel good if you're a child of God and you've repented of your sins. If you have not done that, then do it. Doesn't take long to say that. If you hadn't, do it.